Reaching out. I did, and all too apparent, as no one can reach out to me in all honesty. 4 messages James Driscoll less than in the mind way at gmail.com, Tuesday, December 15, 2020 at 4:16 p.m. to supervisorgonzales@sbcounty.gov, supervisorgonzales@sbcounty.gov, Dr. Veronica Kelly - Director San Bernardino County Department of Behavioral Health, vkelly@dbh.sbcounty.gov, cc, San Bernardino Sun, personal delivery. Dear Supervisor Gonzalez, along with Director of the Department of Behavioral Health for County of San Bernardino Dr. Veronica Kelly, what has happened here in my case is not a mistake on your parts. It's not an oversight. And it's not oops brain fart kind of moment. And all aspects of this since I've returned to town in July of 2017, just over 3 years ago. I have had a dysfunction of highest proportions of offense and insult. Trying to get somebody of greatness in our leadership about mental health to acknowledge the fact that what I now know is the term gangstalking is prevalent in my case. https://u.ncbi.nlm.ni/gov/pmc/article/pmc71781346/https://u.ncbi.nlm.ni/gov/core8/pmc/pmicgif/jr/logo-igerf-pr.gif The Phenomenology of Group Stalking, Gang-Dash Stalking, A Content Analysis of Subjective Experiences, Lorraine Sheridan, David V. James, and Jaden Roth. Additional article information. Abstract epidemiological data suggest that as many as 0.66% of adult women and 0.17% of adult men in the Western world may suffer the subjective experience of being grup-stalked, gang-stalked, at some point in their lives. Yet the gang-stalking experience has been subject to little scientific study. This paper reports an attempt to elicit the core phenomena involved in gang-stalking by allowing them to emerge de novo through the qualitative analysis of accounts of individuals who describe being gang-stalked. 50 descriptions of gang-stalking that satisfied study inclusion criteria were identified from the internet and subjected to content analysis. 20-4 core phenomena were elicited, together with 11 principal sequelae of the experience of being gang-stalked. These were then divided into groups, producing a framework for the phenomena of the gang-stalking experience. The results were compared with frequencies of the same categories of experience then extracted from the original data of the only previous study on gang-stalking phenomena. Whilst the methodology of the current study was more rigorous, the core phenomena were similar in each. The current study confirmed the seriousness of the sequelae of the gang-stalking experience. These support the need for further exploration of the phenomenon, for which this study forms a basis. Keywords: phenomenology, stalking, gang-stalking, group stalking, prevalence, psychological sequelae, but every one of you that I've contacted through this process already know about this condition, including Supervisor Gonzalez. Now you can hide behind some sort of veil of secret shadows, but I already know that's the truth. Traffic lights, we need to stop, look and listen. What was started probably about 30 years ago, from what I can gather, has to be terminated. I keep saying over and over and over again, according to the position of another paper, I hold the same position and I always have. Are people morally responsible for conditions that are set a generations ago, even if those are currently happening today? The answer is no, except for when a person or human being becomes aware of the harm that is being done. For once that happens and that becomes a part of someone's awareness of the harm that is being done, then they are morally responsible for the conditions of the past that are still affecting the present. And that was placed in a document called Computing in Moral Responsibility, as posted at plato.stanford.edu. http://community/grew-up.net/computing-and-moral-responsibility/, but still you will not come forward to have a discussion. Therefore you are morally responsible from the point in time that you know exactly who I am and what I'm representing, and you still condone the past that has been put onto our present, and you want to continue that into the future, which is harming to the death of people, harming conditions. And that is an absolute fact. You can't stay quiet and sit there and put a block in front of me and set of course that continues to deny what I have to say in this, and then continue this conspiracy into our future. It's not possible, it's not morally right, and I'm going to stop you somehow. I'm using 911 text interface, they too suffering from the illness of this conspiracy and deceived me in the middle of the text conversation. It would seem that there is a huge loss of wisdom on your all parts to actually follow the law. Something so bad on your parts that you cannot seem to rationalize something other than your own narrow simple-minded single-direction view that condones something that kills people, hash. More to it, I have great need to find reprimands for every one of you. As in the song by Barbara Streisand, Don't Lie to Me, http://music.osmekramobonplayroom/shul/don't-lie-toe-mess/. Note the images attached. This music play URL is a multidish part YouTube playlist. including two videos that are very long, but every single thing is relevant to the adoption of a correction here is required. You are all public officials, public employees, and you work for me. I am a county born and city of San Bernardino born resident 1965. I'm age 55. Everyone answers to someone. Attached is Truthfinder background check report for Veronica Kelly, who has the social work education background in all of that. I'm sure it's the right one. I'm going to contact all of your relatives and your incompetence in your job. And I will be seeking your termination of your job if I appear before the supervisors as a whole. I demand the correction of this problem. You can start by calling my mother and apologizing on behalf of the county of your incompetence to view a citizen, her son, with dignity. Index of slash 911-text-interface/dbh.sbcounty.gov-crisis-team-support-hashtag-huge-fail/ccrt-text-support unable to proceed, parent directory dbh, SB County, gov-msg-121420-1.vzm, dash index of slash 911-text-interface parent directory. This post may sound strange. Og this dash post dash made dash sound dash strange dash because dash it dash is dash the dash absolute dash truth dash for dash a dash change dot mp3 dbh dot sb county dot gov dash crisis team support dash hashtag huge fail slash msg dash 120,220-1 part slash msg dash 120,220-1.vzm msg dash 120,620-3.vzm. Whatever you believe, I know what is the truth. And if you bother to actually listen to this post may sound strange, reply with the mentioned video subject. They're watching us. There is a truth. It's an absolute truth. There. They were apparently provable when this whole thing started 30 years ago, but it has served changes the equation that you are all operating under. They are watching you. They are watching me. They are watching us. I know I talk to them as perhaps our creator. That would be the possible creator of our human life. That may sound strange, but it's true. Whoop whoop hoopity doo. My name is Martin Driscoll. Dash I am requesting that everyone now refer to me by my middle name, as my primary name is reference to my peace building efforts in relation to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. I was born on September 1, 1965 in San Bernardino, CA, by given real legal given at birth as James First Martin, middle Driscoll last. I was of the fetal age of 3 months when the history of race relations in the United States historical events. Selma to Montgomery, March 1965, James Driscoll less than in the mind way at gmail.com, Tuesday, December 15, 2020 at 4:25 p.m. to Supervisor Gonzales at sbcounty.gov, Supervisor Gonzales at sbcounty.gov, Dr. Veronica Kelly - Director, San Bernardino County Department of Behavioral Health, vkelly at dbh.sbcounty.gov, attachments, and you can browse public archive of related files referenced in http://fucktupwoman/911-text-interface/, and I guarantee you if I filed his case in court, it will be the case of the century. I don't want any money. I want my life back, please. Quoted text hidden, James Driscoll less than in the mind way at gmail.com, Tuesday, December 15, 2020 at 4:27 p.m. to Supervisor Gonzales at sbcounty.gov, Supervisor Gonzales at sbcounty.gov, Dr. Veronica Kelly - Director, San Bernardino County Department of Behavioral Health, vkelly at dbh.sbcounty.gov, quoted text hidden, James Driscoll less than in the mind way at gmail.com, Tuesday, December 15, 2020 at 7:46 p.m. to Supervisor Gonzales at sbcounty.gov, Supervisor Gonzales at sbcounty.gov, Dr. Veronica Kelly - Director, San Bernardino County Department of Behavioral Health, vkelly at dbh.sbcounty.gov, cc, kc9jip@gmail.com, kc9jip@gmail.com, lori.miller@rocketmail.com, lori.miller@rocketmail.com, ashleyrnikelly92@gmail.com, ashleyrnikelly92@gmail.com, andreenicolekely@yahoo.com, andreenicolekely@yahoo.com, ashleykelly115@gmail.com, ashleykelly115@gmail.com, who is Vancey Kelly? See attached Truthfinder report. So according to the text that is in your own page, it says referral to resources, both behavioral health and non-behavioral health. Here is the crisis, people. I don't think you get it. I'm not signing up under the system that is destined to repeat a cycle of dysfunction to return a collapse time and time again. How many times does it have to happen before I realize that is not going to be the coursework to which I'm going to go again? Ridiculous. You people are ridiculous. My third attempt to obtain a responsive primary doctor in my healthcare and a referral to specialized care in HIV goes unaddressed to these issues to failure. I'm not just going to sign up and carry on like everybody else and go on like it does not matter, because it does matter, because I'm not going to go through the rest of my life being gangstalked just to have a doctor in HIV healthcare. The matter at the root cause, the foundation, must be addressed. Under this non-responsive silence, it never can be said truthfully. I'd rather die first. I'd rather die first. I'd rather die first. I'd rather die first than to be subject to this conspiracy. I'd rather die first. To get HIV care, I must sit down and shut the fuck up about the truth and then have uncontrolled gangstalking for the rest of my life. Like that is some sort of sane choice for me when I know better. I know the truth and you all can't handle having a discussion with me because you know the truth too and you can't confess that you are a hater condones this activity for years that leads to people dying dead dead humans dead 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 humans. How many have died since you've known about this and still you won't speak up, still you won't speak for any kind of rational common conscience. Remaining guilty, silent, and still hold your position of job cannot remain. Something has to give. How about telling the truth and removing your silence? Or step out of your job and put somebody else in your job that can speak the truth because they're not guilty. Or perhaps you are guilty and you can reach over your guilt by speaking the real truth and stopping this conspiracy by informing the American people that you no longer condone this activity. This activity no longer acceptable for you to consider valid. And you will stop anyone in your view from partaking in murder. That is because you were an ethics manager after all, right? Or was that a fraud? You would rather kill people than to talk about the truth. That goes for each in front of the actors that I have encountered for 3 years, including Supervisor Josie Gonzalez. You all would rather continue to kill people. Now, tomorrow, the next day, next week, next month, next year, next decade. Kill people, kill people, kill people instead of telling the truth. You must provide services to refer me to an actual HIV doctor that will not terminate services when I bring up the matter of gangstalking. That's part one. Part two, you must provide me a case manager again does not improperly terminate services when I bring up the subject matter of gangstalking. Part three, you must provide the housing resources that once again does not become the subject to being a target of gangstalking to collapse its tenancy. That will require to reattach my social services agency of Foothill AIDS Project, http://foothillaidsproject. fuckeduphuman.net part 4. Paying it forward, the truth into the community and stop the action of government. Sponsored hate condoning the activity of what is under the definition of the NIH documents National Institutes of Health called gangstalking. Part 5. Fix the weighty truth that returns and rebuild all of my relations back, at least through Denver, Colorado, that has suffered for this conspiracy. Return my life back, and this is a demand and not a request. Of all the actors involved, I demand written apologies and promises of commitment to our future united. Hashtag stop gangstalking that then goes out to resolve this going on affecting our greater society in this artificially maintained maladjusted cultures that is un-American. This is a conspiracy among the government to target individuals, which I am one. I'm a citizen of the United States of America under the attack of the country of its government agencies, and this is a truth that is against the Eighth Amendments that prevents the punitive function of this government's of cruel and unusual punishment. This is what has and is happening here, and there's absolutely no way for you to justify your silence. I'm stepping to your mother or your father or whatever your brother from your Truthfinder report and your relatives, and I'm going to introduce the subject. And then you, Dr. Kelly, are the most outrageous person to have the title of ethics manager, and some one of your relatives have to slap you silly. To reprimand you among your own relatives for these actions. Everyone answers to someone. http://fuckedupwoman.life/dr-veronica-kelly/doesn't-that-look-great. It's a great honor to place yourself onto the cyberworld forever. Or at least until I die and maintain the file space. You can't remove it without talking to me. Just going to leave that forever. Cause you can't have the courage to speak to me and to terminate a no force of conspiracy. And so be it, you're guilty of conspiracy, and that places you unto your relatives and disgrace upon your family. Open the forum and the discussion of hashtag empatapo appropriately and do it immediately. You're going to get embarrassed to all hell embarrassed, Dr. Kelly, and it's your fault, not mine. Because your conflict avoidance at the very least pointing a fault, but I know it's more than that, and you're going to have to choose sides. Starts with enforcing the rule PF order, rule of commons, rule of law, rule of my dignity and my life is valid and not trash to just discard away. That which throws me away also is discarding others in this same disregard, dishonesty undertaken, a conspiracy that kills people. And remember, as I said, with now about 4 months since the official statement from the Pentagon about the extraterrestrial visits of something that cannot be explained caught on video. The official line is they are there and they are now and they are official. And that is real, not unreal, and they are watching you, Dr. Kelly, extremely, extremely vividly at your door. Because of my domains being so named, so profoundly obvious. I am sure for sure they have captured the identities and the realism of what I'm saying is the truth, and that it is that extreme to which it is named that you place yourself into their view, because they are watched, because they are watching me, they are watching us, and I view them perhaps to actually talk to them. I care and you don't dash. This is a realism upon this conspiracy that changes the dimension of what you should and should not condone or believe for sure, and I know my domains are that unique that they are watching you, for they are watching me. What the fuck do you think you're going to do? You're going to do something right for a change, okay? Crystal ball, the future is for us to make united. And it is united we all stand, or divided we all fall. Crazy world future words. http://dr-veronica-lynn-kelly. Director. San-Bernardino County, Department of Behavioral Health, toe-bedish-or-not-toe-be-that-is-the-question, community, grew up, net/25/. Good friends/true friends-why do you humans lie so much? http://dr-veronica-lynn-kelly. Director, San-Bernardino County, Department of Behavioral Health, toe-bedish-or-not-toe-be, that-is-the-question, community, grew up, net/24. Words to live by, circa 1750s-multidish part YouTube video presentation. http://dr-veronica-lynn-kelly. Director, San-Bernardino County, Department of Behavioral Health, toe-bedish-or-not-toe-be, that-is-the-question, community, grew up, net/20. A forevermore dunce. http://dr-veronica-lynn-kelly. Director, San-Bernardino County, Department of Behavioral Health, toe-bedish-or-not-toe-be, that-is-the-question, community, grew up, net/27. The disinterestedness of Christ's sympathy-winslow-1864. http://dr-veronica-lynn-kelly. Director, San-Bernardino County, Department of Behavioral Health, toe-bedish-or-not-toe-be, that-is-the-question, community, grew up, net/25. Quoted text hidden, mail delivery subsystem less than mailer-demon@googlemail.com, Tuesday, December 15, 2020 at 7:46 p.m. to inthemindway@gmail.com, address not found, your message wasn't delivered to lori.miller@rocketmail.com because the address couldn't be found, or is unable to receive mail. The response from the remote server was, 552-1 requested mail action aborted, mailbox not found. Forwarded message, from, James Driscoll less than inthemindway@gmail.com, to, supervisorgonzales@sbcounty.gov, supervisorgonzales@sbcounty.gov, Dr. Veronica Kelly - Director San Bernardino County Department of Behavioral Health, vakelly@dbh.sbcounty.gov, cc, kc9jip@gmail.com, kc9jip@gmail.com, lori.miller@rocketmail.com, lori.miller@rocketmail.com, ashleyrnikelly92@gmail.com, ashleyrnikelly92@gmail.com, andrinikolekely@yahoo.com, andrinikolekely@yahoo.com, ashleykelly115@gmail.com, ashleykelly115@gmail.com, bcc, date, Tuesday, the 15th of December, 2020, 19 hours, 46 minutes and 52 seconds, - 0800, subject, reaching out. I did, and all too apparent, as no one can reach out to me in all honesty. - Message truncated.